We can pull Border Patrol records, too, one of the other officers said once we rejoined the coroner. See if and when she crossed into Canada and try to find out why. If you have trouble IDing her, that could help.
They're a solid bunch, Tim had said of the team. I was inclined to agree. Above us, the blades of the wind turbine continued their silent rotation, and I felt the sting of rain. Tim didn't talk to me again until we were back in the car, the engine running and heat from the vents warming our damp faces. Instead of looking at me, his head was twisted in the direction of the turbine, of the woman on the ground, just a purple smear in the dark field once more. His eyes, which I'd studied so carefully since joining the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, were active, moving over the bleak countryside. What is it? I asked. What's wrong? Tim swallowed once and licked his dry lips.
She's older, isn't she? Than what he normally goes for.
The air around us grew still. Under my jacket, my muscles tensed. He. Tim hadn't used his name. He didn't like the way it tasted any more than I did. We both knew who we meant. It always came back to him.
Yeah, I said. She is. The others were all under 30. Not Trey.
With the exception of Trey Hayes and a rookie cop Bram shot to escape arrest, his victims, his targets, had all been young women. Unlike our Jane Doe, all were unmarried. You know, Trey was different, I said. Bram killed those women to get my attention. Trey's kidnapping was about keeping it.
This feels different, too. I don't like it, said Tim.
Well, I'd wonder about you if you did.
I'm serious, Shayna.
So am I. Don't worry, I said. We'll deal with it, just like we did before.
We'll deal with it.
He took one last look at the mud-covered landscape, still months away from going green.
Jesus, Shane,
he said, his nickname for me laced with irritation. I just shook my head. My yearning to deny the obvious parallels was deep as bone. I longed to believe this crime was unrelated, disparate in every way. In actual fact, the killing had our fugitive's M.O. written all over it. And it was way too close to home.